Here's what perfectionism really is. It's a way of thinking that says this: if I look perfect, live perfect, work perfect, I can avoid or minimize criticism, blame, and ridicule.
That is the voice of number one bestseller, Brené Brown. And it's the second time we have had her on the show. She is the top downloaded Super You podcast, so we had to have her back. Today, she's going to give us an additional 7 super tips, including why perfectionism doesn't shield you from shame.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super You. Thank you for joining us for today's Super You podcast. I'm your host, Eric Qualman. A lot of you know me as Equal Man. This show is designed to unlock and unleash your inner superpower. Each week, we bring you tips and tricks from the top thought leaders in the world that I've been blessed to meet often backstage. And one such guest is Brené Brown. Again, second time on the show. I remember coming back to the office and telling everyone they would listen to me. I was super excited. I go, oh my gosh, I just shared the stage with this woman that's going to be an absolute rock star. You are going to watch her star ascend rapidly. And sure enough, she has her own Netflix show now. She's been on Oprah. It did take off. It was just easy to see that. She was an amazing person, both backstage and also on stage. So without further ado, here is tip number 1 from Brené Brown.
The definition of boundary that I use in the book. Boundary is simply what's okay and what's not okay. What I think we do is we don't set boundaries. We let people do things that are not okay or get away with behaviors that are not okay. Then we're just resentful and hateful. Me, I'd rather be loving and generous and very straightforward with what's okay and what's not okay. To assume the best about people is almost an inherently selfish act, because the life you change first is your own.
As Brené mentions, we do not set boundaries because that's the easy thing to do. That's the easy path to take. Most of us like to avoid conflict, but setting boundaries in the short term is always a better long-term play. Here's Brené with tip number 2.
Then one day I found myself on a military base talking to special forces, and I just asked a simple question. Give me an example of courage that you've seen or witnessed in your life, or that, you know, you've done yourself that didn't require uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure, which is the definition of vulnerability. Give me a single example of courage that did not require that. And there was just silence until one guy just raised his hand and said, 3 tours, ma'am. There is no courage without vulnerability. 4 skill sets. Can you rumble with vulnerability? Can you stay in tough things when they get uncomfortable and awkward, or do you tap out? 2, and this is a hard one, living into your values. Are you clear about what your values are, and have you operationalized those into behaviors? Do you know what behaviors support your values, what don't? 3, braving trust. Can you build trust and be trustworthy? And the last one, which I think was really interesting, was learning how to get back up, learning how to rise. People are more willing to be courageous up front if they know how to rise. And so courage is contagious, and we can teach it, we can learn it, we can measure it.
Courage is a great topic. To go deeper, definitely check out Brené's Netflix special. It's called The Call to Courage. Brené Brown is a research professor just down the road from us here in Austin. She's a research professor at the University of Houston, and here she is with tip number 3.
The greatest casualty of trauma is vulnerability. The worst thing we lose in trauma is vulnerability. And let's be very clear about what constitutes trauma. Racism is trauma. Poverty is trauma. Classism, trauma. Homophobia, heterosexism, trauma. And so the biggest casualty of that is I can't be vulnerable. Well, when vulnerability, the ability to really be who we are, becomes a realm of only the privileged, we have lost our capacity to create a school, a home, and a country that we love.
Brené, you firmly believe that vulnerability leads to courage, and that you always say, embrace the suck, which I love. That's a great t-shirt. Embrace the suck. I love that success and fame hasn't changed you. Over 25 years of marriage to Steve with your two amazing kids and your loving life in Houston. And here's tip number four.
I don't think you can get to courage without the capacity to deal with uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. And we've mythologized vulnerability. I'm not saying be vulnerable for vulnerability's sake. I'm saying when things get hard and uncomfortable, don't tap out of difficult conversations. Stay in them, lean into them, even when they're uncomfortable, awkward, hard.
Get comfortable being uncomfortable makes sense from an individual interpersonal communication standpoint, but it also makes good business sense. No matter what you're doing, whether it's a nonprofit, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a Fortune 500 company, when you are comfortable is when you should be uncomfortable, because that's when you're about to get disrupted. So you always want to step into that discomfort. That's one of our core messages. That's why one of the reasons these green glasses have taught me, and those listeners that have never seen me, I wear these very, very bright green glasses, which I'll not give you the entire backstory on that today. But it has taught me to walk in discomfort each and every day. When you wear these crazy big bright green glasses, it teaches you to walk in discomfort. Now, it's interesting. One thing you can do, there's a lot of things you can do to kind of train yourself to be in discomfort. One of the more popular things to do today, and feel free to do it this week. It'll teach you to live in discomfort. As you go up to pay for your coffee this week, ask for a 10% discount when you get up to the cashier. Benefit, you will probably get it. We've seen that about 50% of the people get that 10% discount. But most importantly, it's going to train you to live in that discomfort. If you want to go next level, this is next level, you could actually, if there's a line at that coffee place, actually lay down on the floor, lay down on the floor. And when people ask if you're okay, say, yeah, I'm okay. I'm not having a heart attack, but lay down on the floor until you get up to the register. That is going to extreme levels of discomfort. Most of you out there just do the 10% off. But if you want to kind of go next level, feel free to try to lay down on the floor. And definitely send in to us if you do that. We'd love to know if you did it. And also feel free to send any questions that you have into the Super You podcast. You just send it to my email address. It's equalman@equalman.com. It's just equalman@equalman.com. So enough of that. Let's get back to Brené. And here she is with tip number five.
Find moments of collective joy and pain and be a part of them. Pass the peace with people you want a frog in the arm. Come to the rail. Sing. Grieve together in community. And we don't do enough of that. And it's not just around church. It's about music, sometimes sport. Find ways to be with people in communion that you don't know as a reminder that that connection between all of us is real and alive, whether we forget it or not.
A lot of our guests talk about joy, Brené, and Matthew McConaughey, fellow Texan, also fellow Longhorn. So that's something the three of us have in common. Hook 'em horns. We're all graduates of the University of Texas. But for you listeners out there, go listen to the Matthew McConaughey podcast, where he talks about focusing on joy, not on happiness.
And I say, if happiness is what you're after, then you're going to be let down frequently, and you're going to be unhappy much of your time. Joy is a different thing. It's something else. Joy is not a choice. It's not a response to some result. It's a constant.
So here's Brené with tip number 6.
And so, to me, vulnerability is our most accurate measure of courage. I mean, it's pretty powerful when I have 13,000 pieces of data collected over 12 years that I cannot find a single incident or story of courage that was not completely underpinned by vulnerability. I think the problem arises that there are so many little paradoxes with vulnerability, and one of them is that vulnerability is courage in you, but weakness in me. When I meet you, it's the first thing I look for in you, but it's the last thing I want to show you in me. And so I think to really put ourselves out there, knowing that if we do that enough, we're going to fail, I just don't think it gets more courageous than that.
30,000 pieces of data showing all of us. Let's step into being courageous, which means we need to step into being vulnerable. Because after all, our kids, they might not listen to us, but guess what they're doing? They're watching us each and every day. So lead by example, step into that, show you're vulnerable, and can't thank Brené Brown enough for her 7 super tips here today. Here's tip number 7.
When perfectionism is driving, shame is always riding shotgun. We struggle with perfectionism in areas where we feel most vulnerable to shame. Does that make sense? So we're all comfortable saying, yeah, I'm a little perfectionistic, which is code for like, I do things really well. But I'm not comfortable saying I have shame. But perfectionism, what is that? I call it the 20-ton shield. Here's what perfectionism really is. It's a way of thinking that says this: if I look perfect, live perfect, work perfect, I can avoid or minimize criticism, blame, and ridicule.
Perfectionism does not shield you from shame. That's what we stress. Number one, first and foremost on this show, is all about it's not being perfect. It's about being the perfect you. And I can't think of a more perfect guest than Brené Brown. Second time around. So great to have her back here for the second time. Again, she's the most downloaded podcast. So if you have not listened to the first Super You Brené Brown podcast, do yourself that favor and download that today. Today's 7 super tips from number one best-selling author Brené Brown. And my favorite tip is number 4, get comfortable being uncomfortable. But starting with number 1, we have tip number 1, establish boundaries. Tip number 2, courage is contagious. Tip number 3, let yourself be vulnerable. That is Brené's thing, shame and vulnerability. Tip number 4, get comfortable being uncomfortable. Embrace the suck, baby. Tip number 5, find moments of collective joy. Tip number 6, being vulnerable is contagious. And tip number 7, perfectionism does not shield you from shame. Speaking of downloads, make sure you download and subscribe to the Super You podcast to ensure you don't miss the next episode. We're going to have Taylor Swift. That's right. We need to calm down. And she's going to give us 7 super tips on how we can calm down and how we can be successful.
The more I've gotten comfortable with being myself and letting people know that I'm awkward sometimes and I'm not that cool and like I'm not edgy, I think the more you just be yourself and you lead by example, the more my fans are cool with joking around with me and maybe living their lives more comfortable with the fact that they're not trying to be something they're not.
So thanks again for listening to today's Super You podcast. Again, it's a podcast designed to unlock and unleash your inner superpower. And if you want to pay it forward, make sure you go post a review for the Super You podcast, because what that will do, it'll allow others that aren't familiar with our podcast to discover it. And hopefully that allows them to unlock and unleash their inner superpower. So that's it for today's show. I'm your host, Equal Man, reminding all of us, it's not what we take from the world, it is what we leave behind.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3. 2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super You.